Two Standing in the Gap, Standing Under Fire with Josh Tompkins, a biblical Q&A that provides listeners with biblical answers to many of their toughest questions.
With the world in constant turmoil around us and seemingly unfolding at every turn, we tend to question where life today coincides with Scripture. Our question today comes from one of our listeners who asks, where in Revelation might we compare the world we live in today? Josh?
That's another good question, and I appreciate going to Revelation, where we've just spent the last 2 years studying. And if I were to try to pinpoint where we would be in light of not just Revelation, but the whole of Scripture, we would obviously be in the Revelation 2 and 3 when he's talking to the seven churches. We know we're not in the time of the tribulation when things are getting at its worst. We know that's not the case, but we do know that we are in that time when Jesus is talking to his churches, the seven churches. And in that case, we can find ourselves that Jesus is walking through the church, that Jesus is, even Revelation 1 says, holding the church, that he's watching over the church, that he is correcting the church, that he is there with his church. And I think that's where we're at now. We're in the midst of an evil, dark, wicked world, just like they were then, and that's where we are now. Not much has changed. I think maybe it's gotten worse. The Bible says in the last days, perilous times shall come, that it's going to get worse and worse and worse. So it's gotten worse, but it's still just dark and sinful and full of turmoil. And that's just the world we are living in, have lived in, and will live in. And he gives us there what we ought to be as a church in those two chapters. Now, I know it's going to get worse when the ball starts rolling on the end times, and the church will be taken out, and it's going to get very, very bad here, but that's not where we're at right now. If I were to say pinpoint where are we, I'd say we are in that stage of the seven churches in Revelation. So I know that's probably not what the listeners are looking for. They're looking for some kind of end time for me to graph it, for me to put certain circumstances and situations. But we're not there yet. We are still in the church age, and it's our job to be the church and to be the light in a very, very dark world.
All right, and thank you for that. That is pastor and Bible teacher at West End Baptist Church. We love hearing from our listeners and hope to hear from you soon. If you have biblical questions and would like to have them answered, log on to our website at www.westendbsg.org and leave them there. Feel free to find us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram by logging in and searching for us using @West End Baptist Church.